Newman Jets Audio Network. This is the JetCast, the official podcast of Newman University Athletics, featuring exclusive interviews with coaches, players, administrators, and more. The JetCast podcast is brought to you by Ascension Via Christi, Big Corner Creative, Donlinger Construction, Dr. Brennan Lucas and Advanced Orthopedic Associates, Eck Agency, Keystone Solid Surfaces, Mel Hambledon Ford, and by Pepsi.
Going on. Welcome into the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. I am Jackson Schneider, your host as always, and this is episode 151 of our show. And we've got some great stuff for you, some carryover from our episode 150 Basketball Media Day extravaganza, which, of course, if you haven't heard it yet, highly suggest you go back and check out our most recent show. We were in Kansas City, we got to visit with tons of great people in the MIAA, including the commissioner of our conference, Mr. Mike Racy. We also got to visit with both our head basketball coaches in RJ Allen and Amy Briggs. And then we visited in total with six of our student athletes, three from the men's, three from the women's. But time just would not allow for us to squeeze all of that into one podcast. So I thought, why don't we pick two of those interviews and we bring them to this week, so we give you a little bit more basketball, especially after the fun that we had earlier this week. And if you're unfamiliar or unaware, Jet Madness was on Monday night in Fugate Gymnasium. It gave us a chance to just kind of have some fun and get our eyes on these basketball teams, watch the women and the men both scrimmage a little bit. We also got to take a look at our cheer and dance teams. We had great fan and student turnout. There were some games, and students won prizes. Even one of the student athletes here at Newman had a chance to win a big prize with a half-court shot. Brooklyn Lane, women's volleyball student athlete, she got two shots from half-court. The first one didn't go the greatest, but that's all right. She's an athlete. She tried the second shot, and I tell you what, she nearly nailed it from half-court and almost won that big old prize. But almost, unfortunately, doesn't count, at least for Brooklyn's pocketbook. But that's all right. It was a blast. We got to see, again, a lot of great things from both of our basketball teams and kind of just wet the palate a little bit, wet the beak, and give us just that little taste to get us a little bit further, because we got about 2 weeks still until both of our teams hit the floor for the first time when they go to take on Division I competitions in exhibition play. Of course, the women's basketball team, they'll play at Wichita State on October 29th. And the men, they will play at Kansas State on Halloween, October 31st. And while I'm on that subject here, just a brief aside, you can go to the Newman Jets social media channels, Facebook, Twitter, or X, whatever you'd like to call it, and find the link to the buses that are going to transport students to those games. For just you just sign up, you get a seat on the bus, you get a ticket, and they're going to get you food taken care of as well, and a chance to go and support our basketball teams at those Division I contests. Obviously, the women's game, that bus trip is a little bit easier because it's just across town to Wichita State. But the men's trip could be a lot of fun, you know, a couple hours on the bus with the students. So if you're listening to this as a student or student athlete, and you got practice off that evening, I highly recommend you hop on that bus and you come to Bramlage Coliseum with everybody, because it's going to be a ton of fun. So again, you can go to the Newman Jets, Newman Athletics social media accounts and find the link to sign up for those opportunities as well. But let's start off today by taking a deep dive into what's coming up this weekend, because it is a very busy weekend in Newman Athletics. Our men's soccer team will start things off Thursday night in Hayes, America. At 7 o'clock, they will be taking on the number 6-ranked Fort Hays State Tigers in conference competition. This is a huge test for Victor Dominguez and the crew because they are playing quite well, but it's probably the highest-ranked opponent they will face this season, at least as of right now. And it's a big chance to play on the road in a tough environment against that Fort Hays State squad and maybe, you know, raise some eyebrows and get some attention on this Jets team that is doing some great things. So, again, 7 o'clock on Thursday in Hayes, the Jets will take on the Tigers in men's soccer action. Then Friday night, both volleyball and women's soccer will be in action. Volleyball will be on the road this weekend, so we'll get you both those games real quick. On Friday night at 6, the Jets volleyball team will be at Northwest Missouri State in Maryville. And then Saturday afternoon, they will make the short trek from Maryville to St. Joe, Missouri, St. Joseph's, and take on Missouri Western. That will be on Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. For the Jets volleyball team. Then women's soccer, Friday night at home at Wilkins Field. The Jets will host Pittsburgh State, 7 o'clock. And, of course, you can catch the live video stream on the MIAA network of that broadcast. And then the women's soccer team will also be at home on Sunday as they play host to 9th-ranked Central Missouri, 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon in that one. Men's and women's bowling, they will be at home all weekend long, and this is your chance. This is your one chance to see two fantastic bowling teams here in Wichita hosting the Mid-States Championship all day long on Saturday, all day long for the most part, on Sunday. but there will be a couple different sites. You can go to newmanjets.com to learn more about who's competing where, but it's a huge tournament. It is a massive opportunity, and both of the Jets bowling teams are playing phenomenally at the moment, and we'll talk a little bit more in detail about that coming up in just a little bit. But, again, Mid-States Championship here in Wichita at home this weekend. Don't miss out on that. It's, again, the only home tournament here in Wichita for the Jets this year. Then, next week, Monday, Tuesday, the Newman men's golf team will be heading to Monkey Island, Oklahoma, which, first of all, unbelievable city name. I did not know that that existed, but that's just a brief aside because I think that's a really funny town name. No disrespect to Monkey Island, Oklahoma. But even funnier than that, at least to me, it is a tournament that is hosted by Missouri Southern. It's their fall invitational, but obviously Missouri Southern is in that southwest corner of Missouri, close to Kansas, close to Oklahoma. But they'll be hosting the MSSU Fall Invitational in Monkey Island, Oklahoma, and the Jets men's golf team will be in action there on Monday and Tuesday, coming off of a record-setting performance, by the way, are the Jets men's golf team. As you may or may not have seen, the Jets set a program record with a 11 under par in one round as a team. They shot a 269 down in Edmond, Oklahoma, and it was absolutely stellar performance. It is the new team record for a team score in one round, again, with an 11 under par 269 down in Edmond. So shout out Lon Flippo and the Jets men's golf team for that performance this last week as well. But, again, I know I throw a lot at you. We got a lot going on now that fall sports are really in full swing and picking up some steam here in the month of October. But as always, download the Newman Jets app. It is free. It's got all the schedules, all the stats, all the live video links, live audio links, the game recaps, everything. It's all right there in the app. Again, download the Newman Jets app, or if you like the desktop version, go to newmanjets.com/calendar for the full calendar of Newman Athletics right there. Again, newmanjets.com/calendar. But Let's go ahead and take a quick timeout on our show here today. When we come back, we'll finish up those Media Day basketball interviews with two student athletes. We'll be joined by Paige Kraft from the Newman women's basketball team and Sam Sommerhalder from the men's team. That's coming up next here on the JetCast on the Newman Jets Audio Network.
From the moment you walk through the doors at Ascension Via Christi, you'll hear the sounds of hope, health, and strength. Because Ascension Via Christi is more than just hospitals, ERs, and clinics, Ascension Via Christi teams start by understanding you, your health, and your life to deliver the care that's right for you. Connected to a national network of care and the expertise of a wide range of doctors and specialists. Ascension Via Christi in Wichita, listening to you, caring for you. Find a doctor online at healthcare.ascension.org.
Don Blinger Construction is currently hiring qualified CDLA truck drivers, heavy equipment operators, and heavy civil concrete carpenters for projects in and around the Wichita metro area. Don Blinger Construction is employee-owned and offers competitive weekly pay and benefits. Quick start your new career and apply online at donblinger.biz. That's DONDLINGER.BIZ. Don Blinger Construction is an EEO-compliant employer. Veterans, women, and minorities encouraged to apply.
Welcome back on the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. We are live at MIAA Basketball Media Days and joined now by Newman Women's Basketball student athlete Paige Kraft. Welcome.
Thank
you. So good to see you.
Yes,
it's been a while.
It has.
How was the summer?
Oh, it's great. Yep, a lot of training, a lot of workouts.
Good.
Excited to be back.
Absolutely. Yep. Well, tell me a little bit about kind of what the start of the year has been like for you and your teammates. I know there's some new faces to get used to, but a pretty good core returning as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like you said, new people, a lot of returners. I think we've meshed really well together, honestly. Meshed super fast. We all love each other on and off the court. So I think this is – I'm super excited about this group, and it's been a good preseason for us, and we're excited to get into 20 hours now.
Awesome. You get a little more time on the court. Yeah. I know it'll be a lot more fun than maybe what you'd been doing, bits and pieces, over the first few weeks. But what was maybe the biggest thing you worked on this summer?
Yeah, honestly, just getting to my spots. I want to hunt my shot this year and basically just prove what I can do.
You had a really big season last year. You were your first year on the floor at Newman. Tell me about what you saw in yourself last year and the growth that you made over the course of the season.
Yeah, I mean, I think I made a lot of growth. I was coming back from an injury, so I didn't know exactly how I was going to play. But my teammates and my coaches poured a lot of confidence into me, so that helped me grow my own mindset throughout the year, and I think it's even better coming into this year.
Now, looking at this team, we mentioned the newcomers. Who stands out so far? Is there anybody that you've seen on the floor and you're like, all right, I'm glad she's on our team now?
Oh, yeah, we got transfer. Her name's, well, we call her Lex. But, yeah, I see a lot of good things in her. She has a lot of confidence. She hunts her shots. I'm excited to have someone who's constantly looking to score for us. So, yeah, excited about her.
Well, you are a Kansas City kid, right?
Yeah.
So you come back to Kansas City for Media Day. How cool of an experience is this for you to come here into, like, the coolest basketball place of all time?
Oh, I love it. I love Kansas City so much. So I love being able to share this experience with my teammates and my coaches as well and kind of just show them where I grew up. And
yeah. Do you get a chance after you guys do all the Media Day stuff to explore? Are you going to take them to a spot anywhere?
I think we're going to hit up Q39.
Yes.
Shout out my dad.
Nice.
But, yep.
That's such a great spot.
Yep.
Is that your favorite? So,
yep, that's awesome.
Barbecue is a touch. Like, everybody loves Kansas City barbecue, but they're like, you got to pick your spot and stick with it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, looking forward to this season, you know, this group has been so close. Last year, I know the ups and downs, and there were some big wins and some tough losses mixed in there. What motivates this group the most about the upcoming year and the chance to kind of prove some people wrong?
I mean, yeah, I think that's our whole thing is just wanting to prove everyone wrong. We're all hungry. We all want to win. We all get in the gym. We get to work. So, yeah, we're hungry for this year.
How big is it to have so many returning players? I mean, this transfer portal era, we're talking to some other coaches of other teams in the league that they've got 13 new players.
Right.
How big is it for you to have a huge core of teammates back?
I mean, it just shows how connected we were in previous years. It shows how we love our coaches, and they make life easy for us. So I think that's obviously a great sign that we all want to stay connected, stay together.
Absolutely. Now, fun questions.
Okay. We'll do some fun stuff here. Who is the funniest teammate that you have?
Funniest? Probably Danny or Carly, or both of them together. Okay.
I've heard Danny before. She's a character. I can definitely relate. What is your favorite thing to do outside of basketball?
Well, I have a dog, so I do everything with him. Go places with him, trails, stuff like that. But my teammates love him as well, so I love seeing them love on him.
What's his name?
Waylon.
Waylon. Yep. That's a good name. I like that.
Thank you.
Now, looking at, you know, your school side of things, what do you tell everybody what you're studying, what you want to do in the future?
I'm studying business management right now. I don't know exactly what I want to do, but I am thinking about being a GA just so I can get some more, you know, learning experience under my belt. But I think I definitely want to follow my dad's footsteps just because I know I'm wired like him. So
what does your dad do?
He's a CEO at Q39.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Well, hey, that's a good connection to have.
Oh, yeah.
Now that I wish I knew that before.
Right.
But so is coaching something that you might look into too? I mean, you mentioned being a GA. Is that something you might be interested in?
Possibly. I think I need to experience it first before I know exactly what I want to do. Mm-hmm. Maybe like an assistant, but I don't see myself being ahead.
Well, hey, you got good coaches to learn from now.
Yep, for
sure. I love working with Coach Mack and Coach Briggs, especially. What makes them special for you as a player to have that player-coach relationship? What makes them who they are?
You can just tell how much they care about you. So just rooted in that. Like, it's so easy to go to them if you ever need anything. They're always the shoulder to lean on. But, yeah, great coaches as well.
Absolutely. I mean, to have a relationship outside of the sport, right? Mm-hmm. That trust is so big for you as student athletes. What would you say, you know, coach, like X's and O's wise, in the huddle, in the game, what makes Coach Briggs special? Because I know I see her get fired up sometimes, but she's kind of a quiet person outside of games. So what's that like to see her on game days and when the bullets are flying?
I love it. Yeah, she gets, not always, but she will get into it. But she is that calming presence. I feel like that's something that I really love about her because I feel like I get so fired up and I need someone to just like, hey, you got this, like slow things down, stuff like that. So, yeah,
awesome.
It's nice to have.
All right. Last thing I got for you. I bet you've been looking at the schedule. There's some games coming up, some big opportunities in non-conference.
Yep.
And is there any one game you're looking forward to the most?
Personally, I'm super excited for Rockhurst.
Yeah,
just to come here again, let my family come see me play, of course.
Hey,
we
got to get a dub on that day.
Oh, of course.
Because it's my birthday.
Oh,
so
we have to.
I'm gonna. Yeah. Obviously, it's your homecoming. You get Rockhurst right in your backyard, but I want to make that trip. I want to celebrate my birthday with a Jets
dub.
All right.
Yep.
Awesome.
Got
well,
you.
Paige, thank you so much for the time today. Enjoy media day, and we'll talk again soon.
All right. Thank you.
That's Paige Kraft. We'll take a break here on the JetCast and be back with more right after this.
Hey boss, the backhoe was stolen from the valley job.
Great.
And our computers were hacked last night and they got some of our clients' information.
Seriously?
And your wife called. She said the dead tree you were supposed to tear down fell on your neighbor's roof.
Ah, what am I going to do?
I'd call Eck Agency. They're great at providing insurance solutions to protect your business, work comp, home, and autos before these things happen. Call or text Eck Agency at 316-303-1905 or visit eckagency.com.
Let's face it, it's been a while since you updated your kitchen and bathroom. And while they fit your style when your house was built, styles change. Or maybe the space just isn't fitting your current needs. That's where Keystone Solid Surfaces comes in. Keystone is the premier fabricator and installer of quartz, granite, and solid surfaces in Kansas. And with their huge brand new showroom at 1655 North Wabash in Wichita, providing the perfect inspiration, the possibilities are truly endless. That's why when it's time for an upgrade, the key is Keystone. KeystoneSolidSurfaces.com or find great specials on Facebook.
Welcome back into the JetCast here today from the College Basketball Experience in Kansas City, MIAA Basketball Media Day, and I'm Jackson Schneider, joined now by Sam Sommerhalder. You're a Kansas City kid, right? So coming here to the CBE's got to be a fun experience for you.
Yeah, grew up coming here, coming to the T-Mobile Center, and just live about 10-15 minutes from here, so super nice coming here.
Yeah, really, really cool experience. I saw you guys kind of playing some of the games downstairs and checking things out. Do you enjoy kind of just getting to come do something unique with your teammates and kind of just enjoying the day?
For sure. It's a good team bonding experience for the guys that are here. It's good to get away for a little bit, just still around basketball, but in different facets, and just have a good time.
Now, let's talk about the basketball, right? Like, you guys took such big steps last year, but ultimately just a little short of that big goal. You want to come back here to Kansas City. So how has last year helped to push you and your teammates to be better for this coming season?
It's for sure a big motivator for us. I think we all saw how close we got last year, and our big goal was to make the conference tournament, and we were just shy of it. So we've been preaching to the younger guys and the new transfers about last year's team as well, but we're just looking forward to this year and hoping to accomplish that goal this year, and I think we're very capable of doing it if we have a good year.
Now, you bring back a lot of key pieces. Coach was telling us, you know, 4 of 5 starters are back and a couple of other key role players, so good core returning mixed with some really nice new pieces added to the equation. Tell me a little bit about how that's kind of come together so far.
It's come together well. We for sure got some really good new pieces. Even we have Trey Clayton, who was hurt last year. He's going to help us a lot. We've got some good transfers in Brandon, Mike Quick, Terrell. Everyone who's coming in is helping us in one way or another. We've got some young freshmen, too, who are looking really good so far. So I'm ready to put it all together and, like Coach said, play some outside competition and see how it goes.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about that. You know, challenging non-conference, you get a great opportunity to play at K-State as well. Like, how excited are you to kind of prove yourself and prove your teammates with those outside competition moments?
Super excited. I think just like last year, going away to Arkansas for that first tournament, it really helps out before the conference starts. It's good competition in other conferences, so that's going to help us a lot. Plus the Kansas State game, I think it's every kid's dream to play against a Big 12 team, so we're all looking forward to that and seeing how we can do.
Well, yeah, for you to be, you know, kind of a local kid to get that opportunity, I'm sure you're very excited. Do you, I don't know, looking at that, like, it's an exhibition, right? So it doesn't really count, but you get a chance to go against some really good competition there. How excited are you just to kind of get to bang with Power 4 players? That's a cool opportunity.
Yeah, very excited. I mean, I think, like I said, growing up, I grew up a KU fan, but playing against K-State will be fun. Seeing all P.J. Haggerty, all those guys playing against that kind of competition, it'll help us out for the season too, because those are going to be the biggest guys we'll see. So it'll help us put stuff together and see how we can do against them. Plus all my high school best friends go to K-State, so that'll be fun seeing all them there.
Yeah, I bet free throws will be fun,
yeah,
right? They're going to let you have it.
Yeah.
But tell me a little bit about, you know, you and how you've gone about developing your game here over the last off season and what you're ready to accomplish for senior year.
Yeah, this summer I spent some time out. I had to get wrist surgery on a wrist aneurysm, so a lot of it's just been getting back into the physicality part, lifting weights. Practice has been good, so that's all good, but I think a big part just through the years has been the physicality of the MIAA, just getting stronger every year, plus playing with pace, can't play too quick in the MIAA, so just putting it all together and just being composed.
Now, I see the scar, so what has the rehab been like for you to go through that this summer and try to get back and ready to go?
It's been good. I got surgery in June, but was cleared a couple weeks ago, so been fully back, strength feels good, everything's been good, rehab went well, so I'm blessed that I had a good surgeon and ready to get back to it.
Now, preparing with this new team, I mean, so many new parts and pieces and trying to get them to fit into the puzzle, right? That's got to be an interesting challenge, but sounds like from everyone I've talked to that things are going really well. So who stands out to you as like the, if you had to pick one key new piece that's going to be a big difference maker?
I think everyone's going to help in a certain way, one way or another. I think physicality-wise, Brandon will help us a lot. He comes from a lot of experience. He's a bigger guy, so he'll help us a lot defensively and size-wise, because we need it. Terrell, he'll help us a lot. And then, like Coach was saying, Kobe, Mike, those guys who are guards, we lost Boston last year, so those guys will help us a lot as well.
Now, for you, you know, I don't want to, like, jump to conclusions, but I've gotten to watch you now for 2 years getting ready for 3. You're kind of a quieter guy, but you're a senior, you're a leader. How does that challenge you as, you know, one of the more quiet guys that I've observed to be a vocal or an on-floor leader for this group?
Yeah, it's for sure been a process throughout the years. I think it's kind of a good mix. I think my goal is to lead by example more than being super vocal. And then we have guys like Aaron Murphy, some other guys who are more vocal. So it's a really good mix. But, yeah, me and Coach have talked, been more vocal in the last couple of years, a little better every year with that. So it's been good. Just got to keep on leading and see where it goes.
Now, academically, tell us, what are you studying? What are the goals for the future? You know, this is your senior year and you want to enjoy it, but what are our eyes on for the future?
Most likely going into commercial real estate after college, studying finance and data analytics right now, but had a good job over the summer, really loved it, so looking forward to that after basketball. But
yeah. Awesome. Tell me, how did you kind of get into that? That's a unique field, right? Commercial real estate. How'd you get involved there?
Just found interest in it. My dad, he's a lender, but he's worked with different types of commercial real estate and residential, but kind of just got a passion for it, started learning about it, and had a good job and fell in love with it.
That's awesome, man. I'm really excited to see, because one of the joys I get is watching you guys grow. And now I'm feeling old already because I've been around for a couple of years, but you're getting ready to graduate along with a couple of your teammates. And I love hearing about, like, the goals for the future, because you guys are about a lot more than basketball at
Definitely.
Newman. Tell me about Newman and kind of the conference or the campus identity about, you know, servant leadership and academics and everything that goes into the Newman experience.
Yeah, it's all about serving others and for our team, just becoming men outside of basketball. Ball's going to stop bouncing one day, so I think Coach and the university does a great job of just preparing us for the world, helping us find what we love, whether it's basketball or something after basketball. But yeah, the university's great for finding that. You build connections since it's not a huge university, but I've loved it. I think all the other guys really enjoy it.
Awesome. Well, tell me a little bit about you off the court. What are your hobbies? What do you do to relax outside of basketball?
Outside of basketball, just hang out with friends. Got into golf, so trying to get better at that. But, yeah, just really relax, hang out. Not much, just golf, sports.
How's the golf going?
It's going all right. It's a process, but getting better. Got a lot better.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah.
I am terrible at it. I want to get my confidence up to play the Jet Open in the future, but I'm just afraid I'm going
to
hit somebody.
We might have to make a team for next year. Yeah,
we might. Well, Sam, the last thing I got for you is goals. Tell me a little bit about your goal. It could be personal, team-oriented. What's the big goal for your senior year?
I think big goal, just conference tournament. I think last year we thought we should have made it, but we had a good year. We've been a little better every year. So senior year, want to make the conference tournament and find team success.
Awesome. Sam, thank you so much for the time, man. We'll talk again soon.
Yep, thank you very much.
That's Sam Sommerhalder. We'll take a quick break here on the JetCast and be back with more right after this.
Hi, friends. Phil Nightingale, General Manager of Mount Hamilton Ford. Are you looking for a car, truck, or SUV?
With over 500 new vehicles, we are sure to have exactly what you want and what you need. Mount Hamilton Ford is sure to have your favorite color at a payment that fits your budget. Not looking for a new vehicle? No problem. Let our sales staff help you find a pre-owned vehicle. Over 90% of our vehicles are certified. That means peace of mind for you.
Shop us online or in person. Mount Hamilton Ford. Experience the difference.
From the moment you walk through the doors at Ascension Via Christi, you'll hear the sounds of hope, health, and strength. Because Ascension Via Christi is more than just hospitals, ERs, and clinics. Ascension Via Christi teams start by understanding you, your health, and your life to deliver the care that's right for you. Connected to a national network of care and the expertise of a wide range of doctors and specialists. Ascension Via Christi in Wichita. Listening to you, caring for you. Find a doctor online at healthcare.ascension.org.
Welcome back to the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider with you as we continue on with our show. Again, big shout out to our two student athlete guests, Sam Sommerhalder and Paige Kraft, both of the Jets basketball teams. Now we're going to pivot and talk a little bit of bowling and preview our next interview, which is with the director of bowling here at Newman University, Mr. Billy Murphy, good friend of mine and a very busy guy these days with a lot of competitions, obviously, and meetings, as he's wears quite a few hats here around Newman University. So he's a busy guy most of the time, but once you get into season, it gets even busier. But his team's off to phenomenal starts. The Jet Ladies went up to the Warhawk Classic in Whitewater, Wisconsin last weekend and competed so dang well. They took home first place in the Warhawk Classic, 9-3 overall in competitions, but took home, again, the title in the event up in Wisconsin.
And they came into the season top 10 ranked. I believe it was number 7 in the national bowling rankings. So they are definitely a team to look out for. Then on the men's side, 2 weeks ago, the Jets went down to Dallas to compete in the SWIBC. They, on the first day of competition, they finished in second place. Then the day two of the event, they took home first place. So another solid showing on the lanes for the Jets there. And now, of course, you get your chance to see them here in Wichita at North Rock Lanes and at Bolero. Lots of action going on all across the city of Wichita for the Mid-States Championship on Saturday and Sunday of this weekend. Last year, the Jet men took home the title in the Mid-States and competed quite well. I got my first taste of the bowling tournament, and I'm telling you right now, if you've never been to a bowling tournament, you need to get out to one. It is one of the most electric sporting environments that I have ever been a part of, and I've been to Final Fours, I've been to MLB playoff games, I've been to like the cream of the crop in sports environments, and I'm telling you, the Mid-States, it is loud, it is energetic, they are so good. I could only ever dream of bowling as well as these athletes, not just on the Newman teams, but all of the teams that compete. I could only dream of being that good. I don't even think I could be that good with bumpers, just to give you a little idea maybe of how bad I am at bowling. But to preview that tournament, because I'm so excited about it, we are obviously always pumped to host the Mid-States Championship, we are going to visit with Billy Murphy. So let's take, again, a quick break here on our show. When we come back, we will visit with the director of bowling here at Newman University, Mr. Billy Murphy. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network.
Dondlinger Construction is currently hiring qualified CDLA truck drivers, heavy equipment operators, and heavy civil concrete carpenters for projects in and around the Wichita metro area. Dondlinger Construction is employee-owned and offers competitive weekly pay and benefits. Quick start your new career and apply online at dondlinger.biz. That's dondlinger.biz. Dondlinger Construction is an EEO-compliant employer. Veterans, women, and minorities encouraged to apply.
Welcome back into the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider joined now over the phone by the Director of Bowling here at Newman University, Billy Murphy. Thank you for joining us, Coach. It's been a while since I got to visit with you about your team. We've talked about AD duties and all the hats that you wear around campus, but it's nice to finally get to talk about the athletes.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It is that time of year when it's all about student athletes, and it's a good time of the season.
Absolutely, and it's so far off to a fantastic start. Let's go back to a couple of weekends ago down in Dallas. The men's team competed so well at the SWIBC, you know, second place day one, first place day two, just I feel like that's about as good of a start as you could ask for from that group that's poised to continue progress and competing on a national stage.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a good start to the season. You know, I would say that we were not totally sharp, but the results were good, and you know, our look at the season and how we think we need to be come March and April. We got a little bit of work to do, but winning is always good. So, you know, finding a way to win when you maybe don't have the best couple of days is always still a good thing. To grind it out and get that win. So good start to the season.
Absolutely, and there were, to my understanding, a couple of standout individual performers there on the men's side down in Dallas as well. If you could just fill us in on that.
Yeah, Kalen Ogata, he was really, really good the first weekend and kind of carried us most of the weekend. He led the tournament on Saturday, MVP of the tournament. And then on Sunday, you know, in practice, it really didn't look like he had very much, so we didn't start him. And then we get into the competition, and we put him in the second game, and he averages over 220 again. So just good stuff from him, and he has been really good so far. Been practicing well, and obviously the competition results were great. And then Noah Akiona had another top five performance on day two. And, you know, Noah's been really good for us for the last 3 years, and he'll have a great season this year in his final year.
Well, then you come into this past weekend with the ladies up in Wisconsin, and they go and win the event. So you go from competing well on the men's side to starting things off on a fantastic note for the women, who entered the season, you know, preseason ranked in the top 10 as well. So that's got to be a great place to start for the women as well.
Yeah, it was. The event was interesting because it was one of the hardest conditions that we've seen in a long time. And sometimes we struggled, but the fight and just the energy that the ladies brought kind of got them through those harder moments. So that was fun to watch. And again, anytime you can get a winning result this early in the season, it, you know, it makes you feel good, gives you a little confidence going into the next event. And we have a lot to work on still because it's early in the year, but I was really happy with the ladies and how they just competed in a really tough environment.
Who were some of the standout performers for the ladies this past weekend?
Yeah, we had a freshman, Claire Jacobson, make her debut with us as a freshman. And, you know, she finished in the top five. And, you know, she was really excited about that. And again, it was interesting because of the grind, you know, just watching her, you know, there were times of struggle, there was times of, just, they were hard, and just kept a good mentality, kept forging forward, and had a really good day that second day of the tournament, and finishing in the top five at any tournament is fantastic.
Well, now that leads us into the perhaps most fun weekend of the year, probably also a little bit of the most chaotic for you, but that is hosting the Mid-States Championships here in Wichita at North Rock and North Ridge Lanes. So you've got you know, tons going on over just a two-day period this weekend, but I know there's a lot of work that goes into kind of arranging it and putting it all together, and I'm sure your head has been spinning, but how excited are you and the team to get to compete once again here in your hometown?
Yeah, it's great. It is a lot of work on the flip side. You know, we have 79 teams showing up this weekend in two different facilities and staff and all that, and just trying to get it to come together and at the same time coach your teams. Is sometimes logistically challenging, but bowling at home, you know, when it's your only time bowling in front of your family and in your hometown, you know, it's always great. You know, the guys are defending champions of the event, so I know that they're hyped up to try to go back to back, and so it'll be a great weekend. And we will hopefully perform well and keep growing as the season goes on. But really looking forward to the weekend. You know, we're going to have a ton of parents that come in for the weekend, so that'll be great. Just having their support, and I know the student athletes are looking forward to it.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. Last year I got to enjoy the tournament for my first experience of it, and you had told me, you know, coming in that it is an incredible environment and it would be a blast, and I was like, I don't know what I'm getting into here, but as soon as I walked in, it was absolutely phenomenal. I mean, it was packed to the brims, it was loud, it was energetic, it was like no sporting event I've really ever experienced before. But the thing that amazed me the most was how the athletes are able to kind of block out the noise in that environment and focus on the task at hand. And you would talk to them between some of their attempts and talk strategy, or you'd adjust different things. It's just such an interesting mental battle to kind of have to block out the outside world in a crazy environment like that and lock in.
Yeah, it really is. There aren't very many sports at any level where the fans are literally five steps away from you. And, you know, we have North Rock is an incredible facility with an immense area for fans. But it is absolutely packed most of the weekend, and Northridge is packed, and the cheering and just all the things that go on in our sport. It's pretty unique, quite honestly. But our athletes do a really good job of trying to stay in the moment and, you know, go back to their training and just trying to make good shots and get good results. So, it is a unique environment. It's a fun and exciting environment. We love having it, and really relish the opportunity to compete and just show everybody what we have.
Now, looking ahead, I know we're just getting started with the season, and it is such a busy year for you and both teams. Can you give us a taste out beyond the Mid-States this weekend? What's coming up down the line?
Yeah, we have quite a little trek. You know, because I'm director of bowling and I'm kind of on both sides, I have 18 of the next 26 weeks on the road, just sometimes going with men, sometimes going with women. So the following weekend, we're in Lawrence, Kansas, a bowling event with the men. Hosted by Baker, which is a great weekend for us because it's only 2.5 hours away. It's our shortest trip. And then the weekend after that, the ladies go to Houston to an event hosted by D1 Sam Houston. And that event is always challenging. And then I think the guys go to the Leatherneck the week after that. So it kind of just every weekend is out there, and, you know, we're trying to compete, we're trying to win. But big picture, we're trying to get these guys ready for postseason, which is in February and March, and just always be on an upward trend, and just continue to fight and get better every day. If we get better every day, we'll have good results in the spring. And kind of achieve the things that we're looking to achieve.
Absolutely. Well, before I let you go, I do want to get to know a little bit more of the team. So if you could give us a couple of guys and a couple of girls that you're excited for this season and maybe to have some breakout years.
Yeah, I think, you know, on the guys' side, you know, Noah, Zach, Liam Hardman is a sophomore who was an All-American last year. I think he's going to have a really good year. We have a couple of freshmen that are on the guys' side, which trying to break into the varsity, in a pretty upperclassman load. Darius Allo, KJ Burns, and there's more. You know, Nash Fitzgerald is going to be in the fight for that. You know, we've just got all these young people that are really, really talented players, which is great. It's the most depth we've probably ever had on our men's side. And it's going to be an interesting year watching them all grow and see who kind of grabs the ring to be in that group that heads to postseason. But Zach Smolin, who has been really good for us for 3 years, I think he's going to have a fantastic campaign this year. So it'll be fun to watch. On the girls' side, you know, someone that I didn't talk about that bowled pretty good last week, Ashley Soto. She's a young lady from Los Angeles area. She also was in the top five last week, and she anchored us for a good bit of the last couple days and did a wonderful job. She's going to have a good year. Interesting thing about our ladies team is that they're all right in the, like, I think it's going to be a different person every time on the ladies side. Like, we're really young, but we've got some ladies with some good skill sets, and they're practicing well, and they're competing every day. And, you know, I just think, Walk Claire and Ashley bowled really good last week, and I think they will continue to do that. We do have some depth pieces in there that are going to bowl well at times too. So, really looking forward to the season. Our kids have been working really, really hard in practice, and, just good things ahead for us.
Awesome. Well, I'm so excited for this weekend, and I know, again, no, it's a busy week for you, but I appreciate you taking the time to preview it all with us and catch us up on the busy, busy season that you have. But it's a blast, and I can't wait to catch up with you again.
Yep, sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. That's Director of Bowling here at Newman University, Billy Murphy. We'll take a break and wrap up the show right after this. You're listening to the JetCast.
Hey, boss, the backhoe was stolen from the Valley job.
Great.
And our computers were hacked last night, and they got some of our clients' information.
Seriously?
And your wife called. She said the dead tree you were supposed to tear down fell on your neighbor's roof.
What am I going to do?
I'd call Eck Agency. They're great at providing insurance solutions to protect your business, work comp, home, and autos before these things happen. Call or text Eck Agency at 316-303-1905 or visit eckagency.com.
Let's face it, it's been a while since you updated your kitchen and bathroom. And while they fit your style when your house was built, styles change. Or maybe the space just isn't fitting your current needs. That's where Keystone Solid Surfaces comes in. Keystone is the premier fabricator and installer of quartz, granite, and solid surfaces in Kansas. And with their huge brand new showroom at 1655 North Wabash in Wichita, providing the perfect inspiration, the possibilities are truly endless. That's why when it's time for an upgrade, the key is Keystone. KeystoneSolidSurfaces.com or find great specials on Facebook.
Welcome back. As we wrap up our show here on the JetCast, episode 151 here on the Newman Jets Audio Network, I am Jackson Schneider. I want to give you, again, one final reminder. There is a ton going on this coming week in Newman Athletics. Download that Newman Jets app. Get it all in the palm of your hand so you don't have to juggle the schedules and the calendars and all the craziness. Just get the app. It's right there for you. It's super easy. And obviously, you get links to all the other fun stuff like recaps, previews, audio feeds as a shameless plug to me, because you'll get to hear my beautiful voice on the Newman Jets Audio Network with some live broadcasts coming up in the next week or so, with volleyball coming back home on the 24th, and obviously basketball season starting on the 29th and the 31st. So lots going on in the very near future. So make sure to get that app. And obviously, we had a great show today. We had a great show last week. I like to think we usually have pretty darn good entertaining shows, but if you've missed any episodes in the past, go to newmanjets.com/podcasts and find everything you need from past episodes. Again, we had a loaded episode 150 last week with MIAA Commissioner Mike Racy, women's basketball head coach Amy Briggs, and head men's basketball coach RJ Allen, 4 student athletes from our basketball teams as well. Lots of great stuff. Go to newmanjets.com/podcasts, or of course check us out on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or TuneIn, everywhere. Pretty much that you could get your podcast. So check that out today. But as always, I appreciate our guests. Again, thank you to Sam Sommerhalder and to Paige Kraft. Of course, thank you as well to Billy Murphy for joining us on the show today. I look forward to next week as we get a little closer to, again, some home events on the network and things to preview like soccer and basketball and many of the other activities going on. But we'll see you next time. I'm Jackson Schneider. You've been listening to the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network.
Hi, friends. Phil Nightingale, General Manager of Mount Hamilton Ford. Are you looking for a car, truck, or SUV?
With over 500 new vehicles, we are sure to have exactly what you want and what you need. Mount Hamilton Ford is sure to have your favorite color at a payment that fits your budget. Not looking for a new vehicle? No problem. Let our sales staff help you find a pre-owned vehicle. Over 90% of our vehicles are certified. That means peace of mind for you.
Shop us online or in person. Mount Hamilton Ford, Experience the difference.
Life, it throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.